NBC News and Special Events presents from Washington, Hearing Time, News as it Happens, a special half-hour program transcribed of today's hearings of the McClellan Senate Labor and Management Investigating Committee. For this report, here is NBC Washington correspondent Frank McGee.
Dave Beck was not in the witness chair this morning. The Teamsters boss was a couple of rows back and to the side, listening, while his longtime friend, Nathan Schefferman of Chicago, answered questions for the committee. Schefferman, when he first took the witness stand yesterday afternoon, had been referred to as something of a mystery man. That mystery began evaporating in a hurry this morning. The committee intended to use his testimony to show how some $85,000 in union funds ultimately went to pay Dave Beck's personal bills. Schefferman, it developed, was the funnel through which they flowed. He had bought things for Beck, everything from a repair job on a set of false teeth to a love seat for his rumpus room, and later been repaid. With union funds? That was the question. And here's how the committee went about getting the answer.
Mr. Schefferman, we were discussing your relationship with Mr. Dave Beck. Now, during the course of the years 1949, 1950, 51, 52, and part of 53, were you performing some services for Mr. Dave Beck?
No.
Were you making any purchases for him?
Yes, considerable.
You made a considerable number of purchases for
yes.
him? Now, would you think that reviewing the records as you have, that the purchases for the years 1949, 1950, 1951, 1952, and 1953 amount to approximately $94,000?
So I was advised.
And,
Pardon me, I thought it was, 80... Pardon me. I understand that this, $94,000 was... Mr. Kennedy, was that since 19...
49. Now,
1940,
this is what...
I thought it was 47.
No, this is the, situation. And since 1949, as I understand it, Mr. Schefferman, there's been purchases amounting to $94,000. Now, out of that, those purchases... $85,000 approximately has been paid out of union funds, and I want to get into that matter with you. You are familiar with the figure $85,000.
Yes,
right?
I've been told that there was an $85,000
right,
figure.
Well, then let's just work on the figure of $85,000.
Well, it was more. I think it was merchandise for more than Mr. Beck alone. I think it was for Mr. Gessert and
Mr.
probably,
Norman Gessert.
I think so, and I think his family.
Mr. Dave Beck Jr.
Probably Mr. Beck Jr. and other people, I've been told. I don't know.
And Mrs. Dave Beck, is that right?
And probably some others, a good many others maybe. I understand he'd been buying merchandise for other people.
But the merchandise was purchased in his name, except in the cases of Mr. Norman Gessert, Mr. Dave Beck
well,
Jr.
Well, not on the shipping orders. I can't say, Mr. Kennedy, I have never... I've been away 90-95% of the time, as I indicated to you before.
Excuse me?
I've been away from my office from 90-95% of the time. These purchases would come in, these orders or whatever they were, or accommodations, and they would go to the secretary. And they'd call the factory or write them a note or whatever it was, and the merchandise was shipped according to instructions by whomever that bought the merchandise. I think in this particular instances that you're talking, these instances, I think that Mr. Beck bought for himself and others. As to whether or not he bought for Mr. Gessert also, they may find in the record, you have them, I haven't, they may find in the records the possibility that Mr. Gessert bought some things on his own as well as a young man.
I see.
That's a possibility, and it would be shown in the... It would be shown in the record.
Yeah. Well, now, are you aware of the fact that from the years 1949 through 1953, that Mr. Beck made purchases through you of approximately $85,000?
Well, that's what I'm advised according to the record.
According to the records.
And that's what I'm advised, yes. Yeah.
Now, that would be according to your own records and your own accountants, is that right?
That's true, isn't it, according... you see, so far as the records were concerned, they were, someone would call up or write a note and say they wanted something.
And no, well, I'll get into an explanation.
Okay.
Let's just agree first on the figure of approximately
I think, but there was also, I think, according to the records, Mr. Kennedy, there was close on, I think, I got the figures from your own people, some $400,000 that had been bought for many people, both in labor and industry, through the same identical period.
Yes, well, we're now talking about Mr. Dave Beck. I'm sure
we'll get
to some of the other people at a later
date. I see. Well,
but now we're talking about Mr. Dave Beck's purchases. Now, what procedure did he follow with you? He would call and say that he
would call or tell me, or if I saw him, he'd like to have a nice box or two or three, or probably a washing machine, something else, whatever it may have been. If he'd tell me, or he'd call the girl, or have his own secretary call someone, it was turned over to the manufacturer, or wherever it came from, or probably a discount house, with instructions, whatever shipping instructions he had given at the time, or he or someone else.
Now, would he also, in addition to making, wanting, asking for you to purchase materials for him, or items for him, would he also contact you about paying some of his personal bills,
occasionally,
his hotel bills?
Mr. Kenny, hotel bills, I don't think there were any hotel bills.
Well, doctor's bills?
Pardon me?
Doctor's bills?
There might have been, from what I have been told, as I indicated, I was
bills.
Not familiar with the records, that there may have been some bills for, someone mentioned something about nursery material and something else.
And his dentist, do you remember paying some of the bills?
Dentist?
Yeah.
I think there was one morning, if I recall, he turned up in Chicago with a broken plate. And it was about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had to get a chap out to get into the laboratory to fix his plate, for which I think there was a bill of about $8, and naturally I just paid it and I think charged it to him.
Now tell me this, Mr. Shefferman. Did you know at the time that the monies that you were receiving to pay for these bills of Mr. Beck were his money from the union?
I did not know, because I never saw any of the bill. I never saw any of the monies nor the checks. The checks were opened, the letters were opened, the checks taken out by the by the office staff, or particularly the secretary or the clerk, and then was accounted for. But I never saw any of the checks, and the first time I ever saw any of the checks is when they were presented to me under the tax investigation. Up until such time, I had never seen any of the checks.
Now, before we go into that, I'd like to present you some mimeograph sheets here, which are samples of some of the items that you purchased for Mr. Dave Beck.
Counsel may state how this these items were discovered, how they arrived at.
Mr. Chairman, we have from Mr. Shefferman the bills of the some of the items that were purchased for Mr. Dave Beck.
These items then are taken from the bills, from the records.
From the various
of Mr.
records. Mr.
Yeah.
Kennedy, may I please ask for some consideration here, because the implication is particularly not a desirable one. It says samples of items purchased for Dave Beck by Nathan Shefferman with Teamsters Union funds. I did not know they were union funds.
Well, Mr.
Would you
perfectly proper for you to say you did not know it?
Yes.
But if the facts have since developed and you have learned that they were purchased with union funds, then there's nothing misleading about it. You did not know it at the time.
No, I did not know it at the time.
It didn't come to your attention.
Never came to my attention.
After the goods were paid for.
Paid for. You see, may I give you an idea of how these transactions were done? When the occasion arose and a request arose for one of these items, or more than one item, we would send to the factory or wherever it came from, and I would pay with my check personally long before I ever got paid.
I understand.
Yes.
He was using you as a procuring agent.
Well,
in
I was
effect.
A purchase. Pardon me, I don't like the word procuring. Purchasing agent.
Well, when you purchase, you usually procure.
Sure,
don't you?
That's all right. We'll.
All right.
That quibble over words.
All right, I'm very happy to accept your
Thank
terminology.
You very much.
We call you the purchasing agency for Dave Beck. Is that fair?
Thank you very much. This still bothers me when I read this. It sounds like throwing a drowning man a rope with a couple of ends.
How does it bother you?
By Nathan Schefferman with Teamster Union funds. I did not know that they were bought with union funds.
Well, is there anything false about it?
No, since I found out that they were bought, but I didn't know it at the time.
Well, if there's nothing false in the statement, if it's fact, we need not challenge it. You make the explanation, Mr. Schefferman.
I was, Chairman, if you please, I was reimbursed with union funds. I laid out my own money.
Yes, sir.
Technically, if you will pardon me, I actually paid for it, not with union funds. I first paid with my own funds.
But so far as Mr. Beck paying, he paid with union funds.
Well, that's true.
Is that true?
That is true, yes.
You paid it. You paid your own money for it.
Money, right.
You were reimbursed for Mr. Beck.
Beck, I was reimbursed.
Out of union funds.
Now, couldn't we say it that way?
Yes, sir, we would say it that way.
Reimbursed. I thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
By now, it was well established that Schefferman had been at least a purchasing agent for Beck, and that he had been repaid with union funds. The question at this point, raised by Schefferman, was, did Beck, in turn, repay the union?
I understand that this money had been borrowed from the unions, I've been told, and returned.
Well, that's what we haven't been able to find out. We've been asking Mr. Beck about that
for old day here yesterday
and couldn't find out.
Well, I understand from many, many sources that this was, but he had borrowed the money and had Bendix, 230.
Beck made, which he refused to acknowledge under oath before our committee. So I assume that unless you have a better source of information that you can supply the committee.
I haven't any other than what I've been told.
You mean you just heard the same broadcast which was repudiated by Mr. Beck in substance yesterday?
I didn't know. Okay. I haven't talked with Mr. Beck for several months.
Well, you indicated you understood that it was borrowed. I thought maybe you had some
information. Just what I got from the newspapers
broadcast.
And the broadcasts or whatever they were.
That's right. You didn't get out of this
hearing.
No, neither did we.
Royal Typewriter, Jason Shirts. Well, we're doing a lot of advertising here anyhow. Hathaway Shirts, a Sears Type Outboard, says Outboard, Johnson Outboard, Shave Masters, Radio Combination, Hoover Vacuum Cleaners, New York Hotel. Well, I don't know. I don't remember paying that kind. He'll have to leave in a hurry. I don't remember. Shoes and shirts for the Seattle Bunch. What do they mean for the Seattle Bunch? He's been buying, I understand, a lot of things for people there.
Seattle Bunch?
Yeah.
You have any? Can you identify that bunch?
No, he's surrounded with a lot of nice boys and nice men whom he's brought up, taken out of the colleges and groomed them. That's a notation by the girl, I see. Oh, 5.5 horsepower motor, a cold spot freezer, automatic washer,
How much are those?
Pardon?
How much is the motor?
The motor is $144.15. That must be... I don't know.
Outboard motor, was it?
No, I don't think so. It might have been a motor for a freezer, an outside freezer, or some such thing. I really wouldn't know. One bow tie. Now that's a payoff. That one I didn't know. I never knew he wore a bow tie. Kaiser roofing sheet, custom Maytie, 12 pairs Magna binoculars, chairs, tables, love seats, settees, lamps, tables, chair, bench, smoke. So
you are observing the amounts of...
the amounts?
You are observing those as you go along.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The sulca ties and shirts were $192.65. Two coats were $303.60.
Well, wait a minute. We didn't get this... start up there with the bow tie and then get it from there on.
The bow tie was $3.50.
Just above that, six pair of knee drawers.
Six pair of knee drawers, $27.54.
Yeah, now come on down to the Kaiser roofing sheet.
I still don't know what knee drawers are, but I guess
don't
it's
either.
All right. lamps, tables. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, pardon me. Kaiser roofing sheet, $1,431.27. Custom Maytie, $14. 12 pairs of Magna binoculars.
You must know about that item.
I wouldn't really, because I didn't order. I can only imagine that it might have been for some of the housing. I can't. pardon. The how this came about is that if anyone calls, I seldom, unless they ask me personally, I seldom, Senator, get the so-called request. It's turned over to somebody in the office, and they usually look after it. I seldom, if ever, see them, unless they make a personal request, and I do not specifically recall any Kaiser roofing sheet, and if I attempted to say anything else, I would really be guessing. I'm merely assuming when I said what it was
that
called.
Seems to be a pretty good item. I assume that's building material of
some might kind. Might be building material.
$1,431.27. Yeah. I'd assume that's some kind of building
material. I think it might be building material. I don't know.
Custom-made tie, $14.
$14.
Now, what's the next?
12 pairs Magna binoculars, $354. I think I have a faint recollection that they might have been some binoculars that came from the other side somewhere, some inexpensive binoculars.
Imported?
I think they were, if I have just a faint, pardon?
Something a little special.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. Chairs, table, luff, settee, and so forth, $1,242.45. I wouldn't know where that was for unless it might have been, and strictly guessing, for his, what do they call those, rumpus rooms, are they, or?
A love seat for a rumpus room.
Well, probably. Well, it's a good combination, anyhow.
All right.
That's a good place to have a rumpus, anyhow. Lamps, tables, chow bench, smoke, and so forth. I don't know what those mean.
Well, as you observe the items as you go along, if there's any there that you challenge, why, say
well,
so.
I
otherwise,
I
put the whole thing in the record.
I can't challenge them because I don't know enough about them. I don't know anything about them, as a matter of fact, other than assumption, and that merely passed through the office.
At this point, the committee began taking an interest in Shefferman beyond his relations to Beck. What kind of a man was he? And what did he think about this sort of thing? The questioner is Senator John Kennedy.
Here is a man who is the attorney for companies on labor management problems. And he's
I'm not,
making,
not an attorney.
Are you not?
No,
you're,
not a,
you're not public relations on
yes,
industrial
public
problems?
Relations, yeah, public relations.
On labor management problems?
On employer-employee relations.
Employer-employee relations.
Educational programs.
For employer-employee
relations? For employer
relations.
Relations, strictly.
And you represent the employer side?
We represent
right?
strictly the employer, yeah.
And you're making purchases of the amount of many thousands of dollars for various items for officials of labor unions?
Well, there is only, pardon? There's only manner in which I had to build goodwill. I had no other. We don't advertise. We don't solicit. We don't have any formulas nor prescriptions or anything of the sort. And in consequence, the only manner in which I could develop any goodwill was when I attended, as I said, these conventions, both unions and the others. And particularly in quite a few of the union conventions, you may have copies of the speeches that I've made to them on free enterprise, told them not to make a battleground out of the United States, that people could get the land together.
The witness is not answering the question.
Oh, I beg your pardon. What would you...
The only the point that I wanted to make is whether you knew this money was coming out of the Teamsters or not. You were making purchases.
I did not know that in the beginning.
But no. You were making purchases to the amount of $85,000 or $90,000 for Mr. Beck over a period of 3 or 4 years, involving personal items for Mr. Beck at a time when you were a public relations representative for employers.
That's
and
right.
I suggest that is highly improper.
Well, I was merely building goodwill. I don't know that it was particularly improper any more than it was that I was buying for people in management.
Well, the question really is the method by which you built goodwill. Now, you bought a house with Mr. Beck. You made many personal purchases for Mr. Beck.
That's right.
The question is, as the representative of the employers, whether that's a proper action for you to take involving a labor official of a union with which many of the companies you represent have contracts.
Well, I'd rather be friends with them than enemies.
What you do to be a friend. And the question is whether it's a proper action for you to make purchases of $85,000, go into a deal on a house and so on, whether that's a proper way to cement a friendship in view of the responsibilities that Mr. Beck had towards his members of his union and in view of the responsibilities that you had towards the employers
who were hiring the members of his union.
Senator, may I advise you that I never even negotiated anywhere at any time with Mr. Beck, that it was a friendly relationship that arose in consequence that Mr. Beck had so many problems, I imagine, and used to find it relaxing. We never even talked shop when we were together.
Well, now, wait. And then that you may not have negotiated the contracts, but Mr. Beck had contracts, the Teamsters had contracts with many of the firms with which you had
Well, if they had, it had absolutely no bearing because all of those matters were handled by the company lawyers and I never even touched them. I never even got near them.
Mr. Shefferman, didn't your employees handle some of those matters?
Very few, relatively few. I think on the matter of, if we'll check it back, on the matter of actual negotiations or so forth, I think less than 10% of our business.
But to settle labor disputes, didn't your employees?
Relatively few.
Didn't it happen on occasion?
Pardon? I doubt really that less than, I'm sure that less than 10% had anything to do at all with labor disputes.
Well, 10% did. And
I think less than 10%.
That would be about 40 people, 40 of your people.
Well, out of 300 people circulating, coming and going, it's awfully difficult. I couldn't tell you.
They could be very key people, though, Mr. Shepard.
Key? Not necessarily, because a lot of them are very small.
Could be very important if you could settle a strike or settle a labor dispute.
I never, because then the key people, whatever they may have been, have their own lawyers. I never even touched them or got anywhere near them.
Well, then why was it so important for you to maintain friendly relations with Mr. Beck?
Because I liked him as a man. I liked him as a friend. I thought he was a very capable gentleman. We exchanged ideas on speeches, free enterprises, I told you, anti-communism. I have a lot of material here. He made it possible for me to talk to the good many of the unions and organizations and so forth.
Next, in answer to a question from Senator Kennedy, Shefferman describes his duties as a management consultant and explains again his relationships with Dave Beck.
And I would like to ask the council whether the staff is investigating, or if it has investigated, whether it has turned up any evidence of particular favoritism to his clients by the Teamsters Union during industrial relations matters during the last 7 or 8 years.
I don't think...
I'd like to ask the council whether that's being investigated, because it seems to me that that would be most important to this investigation.
Senator Kennedy, we have been investigating that matter over the period of the past 6 weeks, and I anticipate that we will be on it for another several months. We have been investigating it, and we have some information and some evidence bearing out the point that you make.
Which would warrant further investigation?
That's correct.
Well, I think that would be highly important to the purposes of this whole investigation to show if there is such a fact exists, that there was a relationship between an employer representative in industrial relations matters and the head of the most powerful union in the United States. And money was in exchange between them to the benefit of both Mr. Beck and Mr. Shefferman.
May I say that there has never been any special favors, never asked, never requested. We never even talked shop, as I indicated before. This matter of my going to the union meetings, and I dealt with an awful lot of unions with whom I've never had any business. When I say dealt with them, I visited with them. I knew it was easier to make people like you than hate you. When we talked about purchases, wholesale, or discounts, or whatever they were, it was merely a means of building a public relations, and when they saw me, they were intense, they're strained. I used to write letters about trends, labor trends. I made it my business to try to bring the employer and the employees together, work together harmoniously, and by all means to avoid as much friction as possible. And that friction was avoidable only because of my knowledge of what was going on, where it was going on. Moreover than that, in working with the rank and file and working particularly with the supervision, we built sufficient goodwill. And particularly in those clients about whom you may be, to whom you may be referring, I don't know who they are, and in which case I don't think they needed any special favors because we had built so much goodwill between the employer and the employee, and the relationship was of a character because we had done a lot of good work for the employee as well as the employer in benefiting him. And in so doing, I don't think there was any need to ask any special favors anywhere from any union. And I didn't at any time. I think they'd have lost the respect if I had. Now, my relationship now with Mr. Beck, it was an altogether different story. It was a highly personalized one because of my admiration for the man and because he found my presence with him rather relaxing. And I don't think... Pardon?
Well, now, Mr. Chapman, just... we don't want to repeat the facts, but you did make $85,000 worth of purchases for Mr. Beck, and you gave him during this same period $24,000. So that I wouldn't suggest your relationship was completely disinterested.
Yesterday it was brought out, I think, that this matter of the $24,000, if you please, was a matter of, I think, Senator Munt, you asked the question that it was a business expense. Under those circumstances, I hadn't done anything with him for 10 years or more. For 10 years or more. And at which time, that system of bookkeeping that we talked about was put into the Teamsters Union. I was paid by the salespeople. Moreover, I don't think Mr. Beck was even an officer at the time. He might have been. Mr. Tobin was still alive. And if I remember, too, I was in a pretty high tax bracket at which time I felt as if I ought to do something for Mr. Beck.
I would like to ask you about one or two more items, but
should I come to
Ruth? We keep saying that you purchased $85,000 worth for Mr. Beck.
Pardon me.
We keep referring to the fact that you purchased $85,000 worth for Mr. Beck. The fact is that a lot of these items you did not purchase at all. Mr. Beck purchased them and sent you the bills, and you paid them.
That's true.
So,
according to the records.
Yes, sir. To say that you purchased all of them would be inaccurate. What you did was pay for all of them.
Yes.
This seems to be a very strange arrangement where Mr. Beck sends you his personal bills, goes purchase socks, ties, underclothes, various things, and then sends you the bill and tells you to pay it.
For which I was reimbursed.
Yes, I understand, by union funds. We got that pretty clear. But the point I'm making is, didn't it occur to you that that was something strange,
no.
A novel arrangement for him to go out and buy his personal clothes and send you the bills and tell you to pay it, and he'd reimburse you?
I never even questioned it for a moment when he...
And so it went, and when the morning session was done, Beck told the reporters, not the committee, that he can explain away all of this, but he will not do it for the committee, with whom he doesn't get on well. And while Schefferman was holding forth in the Senate caucus room, President Eisenhower was holding a press conference. On the same subject, Dave Beck, his spending, his testimony, or his refusal to testify, was brought up by reporters. What did the president think of Mr. Beck's performance so far? Well, the president said he was no lawyer and could not pass on the legal aspects of the matter, but he said he upholds strongly the right of Congress to investigate such matters, and that the power and dignity of Congress is in good hands, and that he shares the common reaction that if a man invokes the Fifth Amendment, then there is something he doesn't want to tell. This is Frank McGee of NBC News in Washington.
This is the NBC Radio Network.